I will open the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for Thursday, March 1st, 2007. First item on the agenda is a federal grant request.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. The Department of State Lands is here to request approval to submit a federal grant application to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for a regional geographic initiative grant of $100,000. And Ms. Soliday is here to explain the nature of the grant.
How come I don't have another butterfly?
Be careful what you ask for.
Just wait.
Yeah. Okay.
There certainly will be more butterfly grants. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, as Susie indicated, we are here to request permission to apply for a $100,000 grant from the Environmental Protection Agency for their Regional Geographic Initiative grant opportunity that they've recently announced. The applications are due by March 9th, and what we'd like to submit is a grant for South SLU to do some feasibility work on the opportunities that may exist both at South SLU on the reserve and in the surrounding areas for putting to beneficial use the byproducts of forest health initiatives that we need to do both in South SLU in areas where we have very thick underbrush and need to do some forest health treatments, as well as in some surrounding forests where they are looking at doing some thinning projects. And so what we're trying to do is take a look at the feasibility of using the byproducts as biomass to actually either help with generating energy for the county's solid waste disposal facility or for other beneficial uses within the surrounding community. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions? Yes. Representative Burley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Louise, I guess I'm not quite really clear on what the intent is that these funds would be used for. Based on your letter to the co-chairs, on the back it talks about working with the neighborhoods and small woodlot owners in the South Slough area, et cetera. And it talks about a new management objective of carbon sequestration that might provide financial support to encourage rural residential forest managers to value trees for the carbon that they absorb rather than the carbon they yield. What does that mean?
Well, Mr. Chair and Representative Burley, that's one of the options is to look at the economics of carbon sequestration, which would mean leaving trees in place as opposed to harvesting them so that that carbon continues to be captured in the forest. So that's one of the opportunities for beneficial use of forest products in the South SLU area. South SLU is a reserve. There may be opportunities for South SLU to generate income because we are protecting that reserve, to generate income through carbon sequestration. Selling carbon credits may be an opportunity that they have available to them. So we're trying to look at that opportunity, work with the neighboring operators in the area to see if there's a broader opportunity for that. So it's one of the options as well as looking at the use of the biomass.
Follow up?
Yeah.
Thank you. Who do you anticipate would be partners in this endeavor? For example, OSU, OFRI, folks like that, would they be involved in that?
Mr. Chair and Representative Burley, yeah. The intent is to hire a staff person who would actually do some outreach to take a look at what the sort of the lay of the land is. They have been looking at the OFRI report on biomass utilization, and so that's one of the areas that I think they'll be spending some time talking to the folks at OFRI about that. OSU, I think we're open talking to the county folks about the feasibility of using this in their to generate fuel, to use as fuel source for their solid waste efforts. I think there's some skepticism about whether we'd really actually reduce carbon emissions over the current fuel source there, but we want to look at the feasibility of that to see if it might work. So I think the idea is to do a broad outreach to talk to surrounding landowners, the county, and then work with the experts who know more than the folks at South SLU do currently about how these things might work.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Louise, will this, if this grant is accepted, will it be in staff or in-house staff that will take care of the situation?
Mr. Chair and Senator Nelson, we would use the $100,000 to bring on a limited duration staff person to do the feasibility study to look at whether or not we can actually do any of these things successfully with the grant.
Yes. So that would... Would that $100,000 go for that person, or is that where is that $100,000 going?
Yeah, Mr. Chair and Senator Nelson, the way the budget is laid out, most of that money would go to pay for the staff person. There would be some small amount of contract money that would also be available if that was needed.
One further follow-up, I see under the analysis from the good analysis, Pearson, that if the grant is awarded, the department will seek expenditure limitations from the Ways and Means later during the 2007 session. What does that mean?
Mr. Chair and Senator Nelson, if we get the award, then we need, as part of the federal grant process, we need to come back and get limitation expenditure and position authorization if we're successful. And right now, we're expecting to hear sometime late in the spring, early summer, and so we'll have to figure out how to deal with that if there's going to be emergency board or not emergency board as we get towards the end of the session.
Mr. Chair, just to clarify for the members, that's the standard procedure for all federal grants. The agencies get legislative approval to apply, and then if they're successful, they get legislative approval to actually spend the money.
Is there a motion on the grant application?
I move that we authorize the department to apply for the grant.
Any additional discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion passes.
Will we carry it?
It's a grant application. We don't need a carry.
It goes to full.
Oh, to full.
Oh, okay.
You want me to do it? I will do it.
Oh, Senator Nelson. Now I will open a work session on House Bill 5043. Ms. Jordan is going to go through all the recommendations relative to the budget portion. And then we will vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. You have a recommendation at your place. I'm going to mainly be working off of the worksheets that are attached to the memo to go through the recommendations on each of the policy packages. So I'm going to ask you to turn to the worksheets. Starting on page 5, the first few pages of the worksheets is a summary of the total budget, but the detail is begins on page 5. This is the Common School Fund, which is the main program in the state lands budget. The governor's printed budget is approved at $20,149,210. Package 101 is to continue the current revenue generation to the Common School Fund. LFO is recommending approval of the package with an adjustment of $13,275 to align the services and supplies expenses with agency average essential budget per FTE for a total package of $793,606. Seven positions and 5.5 FTE. Package 102 is to continue limited duration positions funded by grants. LFO is recommending approval of the package for a total funds budget of $1,057,547. Seven positions and 7 FTEs. In package 104, service delivery and position class issues, LFO is recommending approval of the package for total funds package of $32,091 and 0.49 FTE. Package 105, the unclaimed property transfer to the Treasury. LFO is not recommending the package at this time. The package is dependent on passage of Senate Bill 67. If Senate Bill 67 is approved, then the fiscal impact will be considered with that legislation. So LFO is reversing the reduction in the agency budget and until that piece of legislation is considered. Package 107 is the human resource support and staff maintenance. LFO is recommending approval of a permanent human resource assistant with technical adjustment to reflect reduction of the first 6 months of the PERS costs and alignment of services and supplies with average essential budget level per FTE costs, reducing the package by $6,929 for a total funds package of $105,620, one position and one full-time FTE. Package 109 was not recommended in the governor's budget because the agency had requested general fund. LFO is recommending approval of an other funds expenditure limitation to pay the costs associated with the Secretary of State audit of the Common School Fund. Package 110 is the e-commerce and streamline internal processes, which adds an information systems for position. LFO is recommending approval of a permanent ISS4 with a technical adjustment to reflect removal of 6 months of PERS costs and alignment of services and supplies with average essential budget level FTE, reducing the package a total of $15,337 for a total funds package of $233,321, one position and one FTE. Package 111 is to expedite wetland delineation reports. LFO is not recommending the package at this time because it's dependent on passage of House Bill 2106. The fiscal impact of the measure will be considered with the policy bill when it's referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. So that reduces that package. Package 112 is to implement the WRPPITS recommendations. LFO is recommending 7 to 8. LFO is not recommending the package at this time because it's dependent on passage of House Bill 2251. Language in the bill makes the establishment of the pilot program permissive, not mandatory. The fiscal impact will be considered with the policy bill. It's $361,511 reduction and one FTE reduced from the budget.
You want to wait on questions, Mr. Chair, till the end?
Yes.
Package 113 is to increase fiscal controls. LFO is recommending approval of a permanent internal auditor 3 position with an adjustment to reflect a reduction of the first 6 months of PERS and alignment of services and supplies to the average essential budget level per FTE cost, reducing the package $8,395. For a total funds budget for this package of $159,841 and one position, one FTE. Package 115, the Portland Harbor Critical Cleanup. LFO is recommending the addition of one limited duration IS4 position at $132,307 with associated services and supplies and the equivalent of a three-quarter time Assistant Attorney General to seek advice on liability issues related to contaminated sites, the $409,600. Since EPA has indicated the project will likely be pushed out 2 to 4 years, the manager and office specialist will not be needed until a later date. The information systems person will allow the agency to proceed with preparing detailed GIS maps and documents. LFO is recommending the Department of Administrative Services be requested to unschedule 50% of the Attorney General costs until an actual need for the expense is actually demonstrated with a report to LFO and to the Budget and Management Division. So the total package is reduced by $287,674 and two positions, two FTE, for a total funds package of $544,907, one position and one FTE. Package 117, local and federal planning efforts response. LFO is recommending approval of a permanent position with no additional expenditure limitation. Previous work was accomplished through professional services. LFO is recommending that they transfer $132,530 from the professional services to personal services, adjusted for the first six months of the PERS cost, to pay for an additional position. And then on package 802 is the Ways and Means co-chair 2% reprioritization. That is reducing the total budget for the Common School Fund program by $339,929, which the agency has indicated will, for the most part, come from savings in Attorney General costs. Do you want to stop for questions on the Common School Fund packages or move on to the...
There's only...
Okay. Oregon Wetlands Revolving Fund, the agency is requesting a position, and LFO is recommending approval of a limited duration natural resource 3 position with the adjustment to reflect reduction of 6 months of PERS costs and alignment of services and supplies with the average essential budget per FTE costs, reducing the package by $9,649 for a total funds package of $141,947 and one FTE. Natural Heritage. Package 802 for the Ways and Means co-chair 2% reprioritization. ELFO is recommending a reduction of $4,526. And LFO is also recommending a technical adjustment to add expenditure limitation to carry forward federal grants approved during the interim that will be completed in 2007-09 for $57,000. I think I missed the technical adjustment in Common School Fund.
I was just going to say, it's an $18 million item.
It's just a little thing.
You weren't supposed to know.
Technical
this.
Adjustment.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is actually a technical adjustment. Yes. This is to add $18 million other fund expenditure limitation to carry forward expenditure limitation approved by the Emergency Board in September 2006 for removal of the wreck of the new Carissa from state property, with the understanding that Department of Administrative Services will unschedule the funds until the agency negotiates a final contract and demonstrates a need for the to expend the additional funds. The rest of it all in South Blue.
Mr. Chair, before we move off that, could I ask that there be some clarification on exactly what that means?
The removal?
The $18 million and the fact that we've got... It's an expenditure limitation of other funds, I understand that, but when we get into all the unscheduling and all this kind of stuff, I'm not quite sure I understand exactly what that means.
The $18 million comes from the settlement agreement with the
shipping.
Right. Yeah. And it will be used for removal of the new Carissa from the beach. And it had been approved during the interim because the agency thought that they would be actually expending some of those funds before the end of this biennium, but that has been extended now. There's only certain periods of time where they can get in there and actually get the work done, and the negotiations have taken longer than they expected. Unscheduling the funds puts a hold on the money by the Department of Administrative Services until the agency can show them that they have a final contract and what the amount is, and then the money will be released to them to actually pay the bills. So they would show that there is an actual expenditure for that amount of money.
Okay.
And because there's some uncertainty, LFO is recommending that it just be unscheduled, that they still have the authority to access those monies, but that there are certain conditions that they meet before that occurs.
Great, thank you.
You're probably aware also about the discussion that occurred at the e-board for some time. And obviously, people had alternatives they thought that the fund should be used for. But ultimately, I think the e-board came to the conclusion that, you know, if you don't actually expend them to actually remove the CARISA, your ability to make a case in the future, in a future lawsuit, should something like this ever occur again, would be quite limited, in the sense that if you just use the funds for something else and you made the basis for the lawsuit, removing the wreck basically off of the beach.
So, thank you.
Sorry about that. Okay, now we're moving on to South SLU. The first package in the South SLU budget is 103 to continue the grant-funded positions for South SLU research and stewardship grants, and LFO is recommending approval of the package. Package 106 is small grant limitation in federal projects. I just wanted to make note that while this package is not recommended in the governor's budget, DSL has outstanding applications for federal grants that, if approved, will require an increase in expenditure limitation. If the emergency board does not meet until after special session planned in 2008, LFO will recommend that a federal funds expenditure limitation in the amount of 964,000 federal funds and 75,000 other funds be included in the end of session bill, and request then that the Department of Administrative Services unschedule the amount pending approval of the federal grants because of the timing issues. But the decision of whether an emergency board is going to meet hasn't totally been decided, so that's just for your information. Package 114 is the South SLU contract and financial assistant position that the agency is requesting. LFO is recommending approval of a permanent procurement and contract assistant with an adjustment to remove 6 months of PERS costs at $471 in other funds and federal funds for a total package reduction of $942. The total package then will be $107,237 and one FTE. Package 806 are technical adjustments. LFO is recommending that we add expenditure limitation to carry forward existing grants in the amount of a total funds of $955,500 and to add a $75,000 other fund for reimbursement of a small research project to find the source of contamination in Sunset Bay and from other state local agencies. The total package of $955,500, no positions. And then package 807 is South SLU program entitled Acquisition. This is to add, LFO is recommending that we add 250,000 other funds to enable DSL to work with willing sellers on potential acquisitions or easements for parcels within or adjacent to the reserve. The source of the other funds will come from the Gustafson Trust account. That's a total South SLU budget of $4,266,937 and 17 FTE. And for capital improvements, package 108, LFO is recommending approval of the package. That is all of the packages, Mr. Chair. That is a total budget of, on page 4, you'll see their total budget is $43,744,634, 108 positions, and 106.5 FTE with the LFO recommendation.
What we'll do at this point is, I debated how to do this because there are so many different packages, and this will be normal for us as we're going through these larger natural resource budgets. If I was to actually go to discussion on each package, go to a vote on each package, we would be here till 11. So if there's a package that someone wants, well, has a question, or if there's a package someone wants to remove for separate action on, I would obviously entertain questions and obviously entertain if you wanted to remove one of the actions from one of the packages for an individual vote on that. So, yes. Representative, which one?
No, I was just scratching my nose.
Yep, didn't Senator Lockheed also?
Senator Nelson had some questions.
Oh, Representative Burley, then Senator Nelson. Or
thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 9, package 117, if I understand that correctly, excuse me, the package description says to establish a, and I believe the LD stands for limited duration position, but LFO's recommendation is for a permanent position. Is there a reason for that?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The governor's recommended all limited duration positions for all the positions in their budgets. LFO is recommending a permanent position because this is ongoing work that will continue beyond the biennium and is not limited in nature.
Okay, thank you. That's interesting. It's the first time I've seen LFO not recommend a limited duration position.
I'm just trying to gather this whole thing. Basically, you only have $221,000 general fund. That's the key thing.
That's correct.
The Common School Fund most of this. Is that what I'm talking
well,
about?
The Common School Fund or fees or federal grants.
Okay, federal grants.
Most of the budget, correct. It's mostly Common School Fund.
Mostly Common School Funds. And the fees, do we have any issues with the fees? I just hear from folks that I can't remember from the testimony.
We will have the we will have a fee bill.
There's a
two fee bills.
But that's not part of this package.
I have removed those packages that would be associated with that.
And that's one of the reasons why I didn't think this would be particularly controversial, because there have been so many items that have been removed because they're contingent on legislation passing. And one of those items would have been at least was it about a third of $1 million in general funds? And that's removed for a separate action on the bill. So, yes.
Mr. Chair, I just want to raise a question about Package 807, which is the South SLU acquisitions. That's on page 15, right at the bottom, actually page 16. This is an extremely controversial issue in that area. However, the Gustafson Trust, as I understand it, is private money that was given for the purpose of acquisition and doesn't involve the state. So I just want to draw to the committee's attention that this is a rather controversial package for the residents of that area. So,
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Representative Garda, could you talk a little bit more about why? I don't remember that piece in the testimony when that was presented, why it's controversial.
We heard a bill in the last session in regards to acquiring land. The county commissioners and much of the business community were opposed to a particular parcel of land being acquired and the expansion of the SLU because of additional DEQ requirements that might be imposed on the entire area, including the business community. So it was the commissioners opposed the land acquisition, and so it became quite controversial in that respect.
Ms. Soliday, did you want to comment?
Mr. Chair, if I just might add, Senator Avakian, there was a bill in the 2005 session that would have adjusted the boundary of South SLU to allow South SLU to buy or build administrative offices in downtown Charleston. There was objection to that, and so that did not happen in 2005. What this package is intended to do is allow South SLU to acquire. We have a landowner who's been wanting to sell. It's an inholding at South SLU who's been wanting to sell to South SLU for a while. So we want to take that opportunity to try and actually bring that acquisition to finality, given that we've got a willing landowner there. So it's right within the South SLU, and we have a couple of other adjacent landowners who may be interested in doing something with South SLU. So this is within the current boundaries.
That acquisition alleviates the concern from last time? Possibly.
Mr. Chair and Senator Bakian, I believe so. I think there's still some folks who have a fundamental philosophical position of opposition to acquisitions by government, given how much land is in public ownership in the state of Oregon.
Louise, is this not the same piece of land then?
Mr. Chair and Representative Garrard, it is not.
Good to clarify, right?
If you will go to page 4 of the memo that's for February 23rd, what we need at this point, if there's no additional discussion, is a motion to approve the LFO recommendations relative to the packages and for all of the adjustments in House Bill 5043 listed on page 4.
Chair, so moved.
Okay. Now, I know some people like the practice of actually reading this all into the record, but I believe if I note that it's the memo from Ms. Jordan dated February 23rd on page 4, it should not be necessary to read it all into the record. Yes.
Oh, no, I want to hear your silver tongue.
Is there any additional discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing no objections to the motion passes.
Okay, Mr. Chair, then we would move on to the performance measures, which are also attached. Everybody's at nine. LFO is recommending approval of the agency's request to continue key performance measures 1 through 15 and to eliminate key performance measures 16 through 18 and replace those measures with a new measure, to report on the measure of success for how successful SLU is in getting information out to the public in a usable format, which is what the agency presented. The targets for key performance measure number 6 and number 15 are adjusted to reflect the approval of policy option packages 110, 112, and 113. And the agency will also be tracking internal performance measures related to approval of the remaining policy option packages related to the asset management program, statewide general programmatic permit pilot program, non-regulatory wetland restoration program, and ODOT's bridge replacement effort and rangeland management program. LFO is recommending approval of the targets proposed by the agency, including increased targets as a result of the policy packages. And we're also recommending the addition of the best practices measure recommended by the Joint Legislative Audit Committee for all boards and commissions.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the performance measures?
Mr. Chair, I will make a motion to approve the key performance measures.
Okay. Any additional discussion of the motion? Any objections to the motion? Hearing none, motion passes. The final motion that we need is basically to move the bill to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I move. Oh, wait, Mr. Chair, I have one more thing.
Okay.
What's
not on my list?
Right. Just so we can get it into the record and to the budget report, that while we don't approve revenues in the budget process, there is an increase in the revenue distribution to the Common School Fund as a result of increased investments. Earnings in the Common School Fund. So it has gone from 71 million to 109.4 million. And that is reflected as a revenue transfer to the Department of Education. So it doesn't cross our expenditure limitation budget.
And the Dow dropped by 200 points this morning, and now is back within 4 points of where it started. So,
well, that is a good thing. So now you can move.
But first, we should thank the department for that successful result, because it helped schools all over the state.
Yeah.
It's a really good result.
You made the motion.
correct. Well, I was in the middle of making a motion,
okay.
So maybe I should restate it. So,
okay.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 5043 move to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Is there any additional discussion?
As amended.
Is there any additional discussion? Hearing none, is there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, motion passes. Representative Gerard, will you carry to the full?
I will, Mr. Chair.
And will you carry to the House?
I will, Mr. Chair.
And Senator Nelson, will you carry to the full?
To the Senate.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about a hearing I'm supposed to be in 5 minutes ago.
Mr. Chair, Senator Nelson had already agreed to carry it to the full committee.
Oh, that was the grant.
The grant.
Okay. I'm going to share it.
Okay. You'll carry it to the full and to the Senate floor. I'm sorry, I'm messing up again. You'll carry it to the Senate floor.
Whatever the chair wants to do.
Yeah, I'm still thinking where I'm supposed to have been 7 minutes ago. With that, we are adjourned, and we will be back on.